Chaitanya Mahaprabhu married life. They all
left
this world. Why? And why anyone attracts to this sense joy in enjoyment? Why?
Prabhupada describes that there are two, the love of God has two divisions. One is adulterated and one is unadulterated. So unadulterated love of God, one is spontaneously attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. And adulterated love of God, this is it emanates, this is when the soul, his presence emanates attraction, not for Krishna, but for material sense gratification. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these great personalities, they've come to show that us that actually there is nothing here. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Mahaprabhu came and he said, other than myself, A nature, Ashaori Maya, Nasiu Bahaulagi, Harinama, Mahavancha, Bhautami Maya. There is nothing but the name. You can look around, you can see, oh, I'm seeing so many people. I'm seeing this person, I'm seeing that person. But actually, he says that other than myself, there is no one here. There is no one else that can save you. There, you don't have a friend. So the only friend is the Guru and Krishna. Therefore, it says that Guru, Shiksha Guru Te Ta Jani Krishna Suru. Antayami Bhakta Sreshta. That Adwi Ru. That the spirit of Krishna has so kindly come and he's manifested himself as the greatest personality in the world. And he's sitting here. And he's manifested himself to give us mercy, because it says, Jiva Shakshatnai Tata Guru Chaita Rupi. The Guru, the Jiva, he does not have the ability to see Krishna. But by his mercy, Krishna manifests himself as the greatest Vaishnava. And so in that way, when these great personalities, when they bestow that mercy on you, then you lose sight of the material world. When Mahaprabhu was, his Guru blessed him with the name, he said, I'm chanting this name and I'm becoming delirious with this chanting. And this was the blessing. He said, I'm not so happy when my disciple brings me money or brings me so many things. But when that disciple brings his heart and offers that heart to the Guru and takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord, then the Guru is satisfied. Then
thank you.
Sorry, Guru, I tried my best.
You are a qualified person. You have not come to this world to sense gratification. Very soon, give up all these things and be like us and preach the mission of Mahaprabhu. In spaces of life, lakhs and lakhs and crores life, you have done sense gratification, but no satisfaction, and it will not be but only by the medicine given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his followers can save anyone. So very soon you should come like
Padmanabh Maharaj,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his all followers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his followers, only to show the path. Thank you. You should tell why we are taking initiation from Gurudev, Diksha also, and we become weak, and how we can develop our Krishna Prem, our Sadhan Bhajan.
Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Namaram Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Sisimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Iti Narayana. So by the order of Srila Gurudev, I will try to speak something for my own purification about the subject matter which Gurudev has indicated. So it is mentioned in scripture as Sripad Guru Uttam Prabhu was explaining, Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Means that the living entity, since time immemorial, has been, the conditioned living entity since time immemorial has been wandering within this world of birth and death. Sometimes living in the higher planetary systems, sometimes living in lower planetary systems, sometimes an animal, sometimes a human, sometimes an insect. Many, many species. We have gone through 8,400,000 different types of species, and finally we have arrived at the human species, which is considered to be the highest species. Why is human life considered the highest? Just also as Guru Uttam Prabhu was saying, that labdasudulabham bahu idam sambhavante manusyam atadam anityam apihadira trunamya yeta napatet anumritya yavat niheshisaya vishaya kalasarvatasya. That we have achieved what is very rarely achieved, is very difficult to achieve, that is the human birth. Why is the human birth so special? It's explained that the human birth, it's temporary. Although it is temporary, it is very valuable, because in this human birth we can re-establish our lost connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, in Goloka Vrindavan. So in this verse it is also saying that immediately we should niheshrisaya, we should perform the auspicious activity of beginning bhakti. Why? Because the sense gratification is available even to the animal species. The animals are enjoying so many types of sense gratification, and in just the same way we are also attempting to enjoy in this way. For instance, there is one story, if I may tell, about Lord Indra. One time, Lord Indra, everybody knows Lord Indra. Lord Indra is king of heaven, of Swarga, very high position within this universe. Lord Indra, becoming very puffed up with his material position and his enjoyment, he made offense to Brihaspati, who is his guru. So Vaishnava Parad, very grave thing, so he was cursed to become a pig in the material world. So he fell down from Svarga to this planet and he became a hog. Now anyone who's ever been to Vrindavan or in India in particular, we know how a pig lives. They live in the streets, they eat whatever they can find.
Sleep on the drains.
They sleep in the drains, they have so many different wives, children, they have no... But they're very happy, actually. So, Lord Brahma, he became compassionate to Lord Indra. He saw, oh, Lord Indra has fallen into this material world and he's become a hog. And he has no idea. He has no idea that actually he is Lord Indra. So, Lord Brahma, he came down from the heavenly planets, and he tried to explain to the hog Indra, and he said, you are actually Lord Indra. Why are you here behaving like a pig? Can you not remember you are Lord Indra? Lord Indra doesn't know, what do you mean? I am Indra. I have no idea. I am here enjoying. I have so many wives. I have so many children. I'm enjoying myself. Just go away. Stop disturbing me. So Lord Brahma, he really tried, just as Guru does. He comes to this world, and he tries to explain to the conditioned living entities that you are living in this world, enjoying this material world, but actually it's bringing you so much suffering. So Lord Brahma, he tried to explain to Indra the pig so many times, you should come back to heaven, but he couldn't listen, he couldn't hear. He was blinded by material attachment. So Brahma thought, okay, radical measure, I will kill all of his children. He was so attached to it, he had so many piglets. So he killed all of his children. Lord Indra became angry. He charged at Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma stopped him and said, you are Indra, you should You should remember that you are Lord Indra. But he couldn't remember. He was too blinded by material attachment. He said, no problem. I will make so many more children. I have so many wives. I will make many more children. No problem. So then Lord Brahma killed all of his wives also. What? You have killed all of my wives? Became very angry again. He tried to attack Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, you are Lord Indra. You are Lord Indra. You should remember. What? I am Lord Indra? And then he little bit started to remember. Lord Brahma had broken his attachment. He began to remember something.
And he
sprinkled some water from his kamandalu. And the pig Indra, he could remember something. He could remember, oh yes, I am Lord Indra. So he said, Lord Brahma said, you should come back. You should come back to the heavenly planets. Lord Indra said, well, I'm not sure if I want to come back. He said, why? He said, well, I will come back, but on two conditions. So Lord Brahma said, what are those two conditions? He said, well, as long as female pig is there, and as long as stool is there, then I'll come back. Otherwise, no way, I'm not coming back. So we can see from this pastime that the conditioned living entity, he is actually Satchidananda. The jiva is actually Satchidananda Swarup. Means he is of the same substance as Krishna. He is made of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. But having come to this world, he tries to enjoy this temporary manifestation of the material energy. And actually the jiva can never be satisfied with this temporary world because he is eternal. He has the same eternal nature as Bhagavan himself. But he's trying to enjoy temporary material objects. He puts his love into this thing, into a car, into a person, into a cat, into this and that. But ultimately he is always disappointed and he revolves in the cycle of birth and death. So Srila Gurudev is asking why we should take diksha, why we should take shelter of a bona fide guru.
Whether we have taken initiation. Second initiation also. But why you become weak and how we can develop?
So even though we may have taken initiation from bona fide Sadguru, but then if we do not follow his instructions, then how can he help us? There is one verse, Naishamati Stavaduru Kramangrim, Sprishati at Atha Bagama Yad Atha Na Mahiyasham. Means that materialistic persons, they can never come out of their addiction to material sense enjoyment unless they take the foot dust of the pure devotee. So what is this foot dust? This foot dust means the instructions that are coming from Gurudev's lotus mouth. So Gurudev, he tells us first we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says you do 16 rounds a day, you follow the four regulative principles, you hear Hare Katha, and you slowly, slowly will progress in your bhakti. But as conditioned living entities, we are always attracted by Maya, so sometimes we wander away from the shelter and the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. So what is the answer? The answer is Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Larva Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Srila Gurudev explains that even though somebody may be developing in his bhakti, it's like it's compared to somebody who is recovering from a disease. Somebody may have a very bad disease, but he's recovering slowly, but he's still very weak. So even though we have come in contact with pure devotee, we've taken initiation, we are practicing pure bhakti, still we may be in weak condition. And Srila Gurudev explains, especially for those who are in the renounced order of life, brahmacharya and sannyas, it is extremely important because we are still attracted by material sense gratification that we should stay very close by to Sri Guru. So I consider myself to be very fallen, but also at the same time very fortunate because Srila Gurudev has given myself the chance to be with him as much as possible, and I pray at his lotus feet that I may take full advantage and opportunity of this position.
Achyutananda, the same subject.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. First of all, I offer my millions and millions of Shashtang Dandavat Pranam unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Paramhams Parivrajakacharya Shtotra Chatshri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. After that, I offer my sincere pranams to all the senior Vaishnavas, sannyasis, brahmacharis, esteemed listeners. So Srila Gurudev has posed the question that why, having taken Harinam, having taken Diksha, do we leave this path and go back to this samsara, this material world? The truth is, it's because we want to be happy. We feel that we are not achieving that happiness by performing our sadhan, by our bhajan. So we will leave and we think we will become happy by following the path of samsara. Happiness is such a thing that man has been searching for since the beginning of time. And he doesn't know what it really is, where to get it, how to get it, or why do we even want it. But still he's performing this search from the beginning of time. So in Vedanta, the fruit of all knowledge, it said anandamayo bhyasat, that really happiness is the Supreme Personality. He is happiness. Happiness is synonymous with God, with Bhagavan. They are the same synonymous words and they mean the same thing. Anandamayo bhyasat. Also in the Taittiriya Upanishad it said raso vai saha. He is actual happiness. And when we realize that, then we also will feel that same happiness. Rasam hevayam labha anandi bhavati. When we come in contact from the lotus feet of the Lord through the mercy of the spiritual master, then anandi bhavati, we experience that supreme bliss. So then the question comes, why do we want this happiness? So in Gita it is said, mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We the jivas, we are his part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Vedanta it is said, amsho nana vyapadeshat. We are his part and parcel. So it's only natural that being the part and parcel of the Supreme God, the Supreme Happiness, Krishna, we also want to experience happiness. So then the question comes, well then, even receiving this jewel of Harinam, of Diksha mantras from the spiritual master, why then do we forget this and go to samsara? Because we think there is happiness in this material world. We are under the influence of Maya, so we think, oh, I may not have faith, or this isn't working, I want to try something else. So then Vedanta says, well, what qualifies happiness? Yo vai bhuma tat sukham. Happiness is two things, unlimited and eternal. So then we only have to ask ourselves, is this ananta sukh? Is this present in this world? And is that sukha, is that happiness, ananta and eternal? So this sukha, we know we may eat ice cream, okay, one bite, it's very, we're feeling very nice.
Or chocolate.
The second bite, okay, a little less nice. The third time, okay, less. Gradually, it's finished. So it's not ananta, the happiness in this world, and whatever we choose to do, gradually one day we will stop feeling happy. And so it's obviously not in this material world. Happiness cannot be found in this material world because also it is not ananta. Just like there's someone who's wealthy, he has maybe $10,000. Someone is more wealthy, he has $100,000. Bill Gates has who knows how many billions of dollars. And more than him, Kuber and so many different demigods and all these various personalities have billions and billions of dollars. So the happiness, the pleasure you can get in this material world is not unlimited. Then the question comes, okay, well, maybe this isn't making sense. Where can I find this unlimited happiness? So then, the fruit of all Vedic knowledge, Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam Srimad Bhagavatam. The ripened fruit of all Vedic knowledge says, Aho Bhagyam Aho Bhagyam Nandavo Prabhajaukasam Yanmitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Paramananda, Shri Krishna, he is Paramananda. He is the very swarup of supreme happiness. And he has appeared in Vrindavan. So how do we attain this? How do we approach this and how do we try to attain this happiness? Then in the same Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Sadhavo Hridayam Mahyam Sadhunam Hridayam Tuham Madanyat Tena Jananti Tebhyo
Naham
Tebhyo Managapi. Krishna is saying himself to Durvasa, the sadhus, the pure devotees are my very heart and soul, and they know only me, and I don't know anyone but them. So if we want to please Krishna, if we want to beg from him, please save us from this material world, then there's only one solution. We must approach his pure devotee, his sincere devotee, because naham tebhyo managapi, no. Madanyatena Jananti, Krishna says, I only know them. So if you want to approach someone, then you must approach those who are dear to him. So we must approach the spiritual master. There, another shloka is said, Rahugana, who's saying, Bharat, is saying in Bhagavatam, Rahugana itat tabasanayati na chejinanya rupanagrihadva na chandasa Naiva Jalabhi Surya, Binar Mahat Padra Jobhishekam, without taking the lotus feet dust of the spiritual master upon our heads, meaning we must follow his orders, accept and be in his association, because without being in his association, you cannot take this foot dust upon your head. So, if we follow these words from Shastra, then only then will we have the strength to continue our sadhana bhakti. Otherwise, without which, we have nothing. Bhagavatam says, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kim Vaparer Ishwara. When you are in the association of a Bhagavat, means Bhagavat, the book, and the devotee Bhagavat, Kim Vaparer Ishwara. What more do you need in this world? What more is there? So, I'll end here.
Very good. মাধব মহারাজ উইল স্পিক ওই ব্যবসা চলছে সাধুর সঙ্গ ওই ওই বিনা সব উইক হয়ে যায় সাধুর সঙ্গের দ্বারা আবার ভেরি গুড আছে
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय हम्बल ऑबिसेंसेस And the lotus feet of my Paramahansa Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astrotara Sada Sishumad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Vaman Gosvami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajaka Acharya Varja, Astrotara Sada Sishumad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayan Gosvami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to listen some Hari Katha from Srila Gurudev Lotus Leaves. Gurudev's question was there. Even after taking initiation, Harinam and the Brahman Diksha both. So, if somebody takes initiation, they will progress gradually. But even after that, why we became weak? And how we can get rid of this weakness? That means how we can develop again in Krishna consciousness. This was the question. So, when we have taken initiation from bona fide Gurudev, then we must have to progress. Why we became weak? What is the cause behind this? We have to discover this cause. Although we have taken initiation, and our duty is to be always in good association. Unless until you are not taking any good association, then you will be weak and weaker and weaker. This is general rule. It mentions in scripture, Nidhiham abdham sulabham sukalpam guru karana dharam mayan kulina avasatari tampuman bhava dimna tarit swatmaha. Nidhiham abdham sulabham. All this in this universe, there are 8.400 million species. Among these, human beings very less. 8.4 million human beings very less. So we have to travel all over species if we not do bhajan. And we are not doing any good activities, then we can get human beings again. But Bhagavan mercifully gave us one chance to do bhajan in being human beings. So being human beings, neither vaptam, sulabham, sukalpam, then we have to take an initiation from bona fide Gurudev. Unless until you are not initiated by bona fide Gurudev, you cannot increase in Krishna consciousness. What to say about human beings? When Marjana Purushottam Lord Ram came in this world, he took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi with his whole family. Lila Purushottam, Bhagavan Krishna Chandra incarnate in this world, he took initiation from Bhaguri Rishi mentioned in Ujjalinmani Vairup Goswami Pad. The third one, Prem Purushottam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down from his abode here and he took initiation from Ishwar Puripad. So human being must have to take initiation. Without initiation they cannot increase. So if you take initiation but not in good association, then what will be effect? Will be weaker and weaker. So Nidham Abdam Sulabam Sukalpam Guru Karna Dharam Mayanu Kulina Avasate Ritam. Just like if you want to take a cross, you can see in ocean so many boats, they have very huge sail. By that they are getting air and going very fast. In same way, here Anukul Bayu, favorable wind, what is that? Sadhu Sangha. If you live in Sadhu, Sadhu will tell you what is your defect, why you could not increase, how you get stuck, you could not understand, I could not understand myself. Sadhu will point at me, this is your defect. Sometime after initiation, oh, we became very enthusiastic, oh, we'll do this, do that. After 2-3 days, became very sick, very weak, could not do so. Just like, if one small boy went to go school, and teacher taught him A for apple, B for ball, C for cat, D for dog, very happy, and on a colored book, and gradually, after a few days, when the task became little tough, and he has no desire to go to school. Mother is asking, oh boy, time has come, bus will come, you have to go to school. No, mom, I will not go. What happened? He is not telling. What is the cause? So first was enthusiastic, but utsamai, then thick and thin gharatavala, this is unwanted thing. Then pura vikalpa, in decision, shall I do this or shall I do that? That's why Gurudev asked question to Gurudev Prabhu, why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others, they gave up their married life and came to do bhajan. So shall I do bhajan alone? Or if I go away from home, who will take care of my old parents? My wife is quite young, who will take care of my young kids? So this way, in decision. After the so many stages are there, but if you've been good association, they will help me point out that if you've been good association, they'll instruct you and we can progress. Just like if you have any disease, if you go to doctor, he'll diagnose and give medicine, then you can be cured again. In the same way, in this world we are all are patient of
bhavaro. That means coming again and again in this world and taking birth and die, again birth and die, die birth like this way. So if we be in good association, then our birth and stop again and will be stop forever. So I am giving some example of sadhu sangha. Only sadhu sangha, sarva sastre kahe, love matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hai. If someone is in sadhu sangha, then he can get perfection very easily. So, before coming here, Gurudev was giving class in India and China, different places. Then Gurudev emphasis everywhere for the sadhu sangha. In Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga, everywhere it is needed. Without sadhu sangha, none can progress. So, you have been Kali Yuga, giving example of Kali Yuga. You never jagai mathai. How they deliver from this world? They deliver from the world due to association of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Especially the causeless mercy of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. I will give another example. You know about Namacharya Haridas Thakur. He used to chant 3,300,000 names every day. That means 192 rounds per day. Even we could not maintain our 16 rounds every day. What to say about 192 rounds. So, Haridas Thakur became very popular. The Jomindar of that area, Ramchandra Khan, he became very jealous towards him. He thought, I am Jomindar, I am king of this area, no one respecting me. And he is a mendicant, they are respecting him so much. Somehow or other, I have to make him fall down, then people will be bound to love me. So he invited some prostitutes in of his kingdom. Hearing Haridas Thakur's name, all ran away. One very young and very handsome, very attractive and beautiful, name was Lokchahida. The prostitute said, okay, I can do this task. And what will give me the reward? He told, I will give you half kingdom of my own kingdom. And besides that, if you want any reward, I will give you. Don't worry. I will give some policemen with you, then they can caught you, Haridas, and you red-handed. Lokchahida means, yes, Lokcha means 100,000. In his body, there is 100,000 diamond for his body, so name was Lokchahida. She told, today he is called Haridas, and tomorrow in a flip, I make him Hiradas. Means, I am Lokchahida, he will be my servant. He went there, and Haridas was chanting Harinam. And she came, did pranam, and sit down there. And gradually, doing so many nonsense poses. And to, oh Haridas, you quite young, I am young too, I love you so much, I want to be with you. I told, okay, but I have one vow. I have to complete my rounds. Without completing my rounds, I cannot do anything. So please wait, when my round will complete, I will fulfill your desire. So gradually, night passed. And prostitute went away. And I am sorry I could not promise what I promised to you. Second day came, third day when every day she is coming to pranam to Haridas Thakur and to Vrindadevi Tulasi there. Third night, her heart completely changed and she asked forgiveness. Oh Haridas Thakur, please excuse me. I came here to fall down, make you fall down and send by Ramchandra Khan. I know all this thing. First day I supposed to give up this place, but I stayed here only for you. Otherwise I can go first day immediate to show the glory of Holy Name and show the glory of Sadhu Sangha. So then personally became very high class devotee. Even say Besaila Parama Mahanti. Bara Vaishnava Tara Darshanita Janti. She became a very great devotee and all Vaishnava is to wait for her darshan. Why it happened due to Sadhu Sangha? There are so many instances there in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Kali. So we have to hold from Srila Gurudev. So if we be in Sadhu Sangha, even become weak, then we can progress again. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who preached all over the world first time in large scale. He told to Gurudev in his last journey of this planet, he told, oh Maharaj, I make so many disciples, I could not train them properly, please help them. So wherever Gurudev is going helping them, they became very weak. But when Gurudev came again in this Western world, they became very inspired and progressing day by day. Just like in a desert area, in hot summer day, all grasses and plants almost die. When rainfall comes down, in a few days they get a new life. In the same way, after Swamiji's departure, so many of his disciples became so weak, but when Gurudev came, due to his association, they get new life again. In the same way, if you weak, but if you be in good association, you will develop your Krishna consciousness and progress very rapidly, like which you have seen. You can see by yourself that when Gurudev not here, we came after 2 years, and other places also, they told Gurudev, when you are, we chant our round very nicely, and reading, everything doing, after some time gradually become weaker. Gurudev told, be always in good association, then it never come again in your life. So we have to be always in good association, then we can progress in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. And moreover, India is the place of all incarnation of God, which I told about Lila Purushottam Krishna, Marjada Purushottam Lord Ramchandra, and Prem Purushottam Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like in old age, if you want to have a watch, you have to wind up time to time, once a week, and now all go running by cell only wind up. In the same way, if you want to maintain your spiritual life, and really want to advance in Krishna consciousness, you have to wind up also. What is that wind up? You have to come to India time to time, like in Kartik, 1 month Brajamandal Parikrama, lot of Harikatha, all Vaishnavas will be assembled there. 1 month, if you could not come 1 month, 1 fortnight or 1 week, and Navadvip Parikrama only for 7 days. Coming year will be last week of February, so please come time to time. Hare Krishna.
Vrindavan Das. How we can develop our Krishna consciousness towards?
You want me to speak? Yes,
you.
Sure.
See how they are speaking? Achyutanandhi, okay. Maharaj.
The question again is?
Two words.
When one looks at his condition in this material manifestation and realize that he's an embodied soul and that he is not, he is the soul within the body and that he's not the body, when one gets an idea about this, and usually that is brought about by the threefold miseries.
Adi, Atmik, Adi, Bhautik, Adi, Doimik, Adhyatmik.
So miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by
uncontrolled mind.
By the natural condition, storms, hurricanes, so on like this, volcanoes, and miseries caused by other living entities, such as animals or other human beings who are causing misery to you. Anyhow, at that point, the Lord arranges the material world so that one will eventually realize that he's not finding any happiness in the endeavor to enjoy this material world. So because he's not the body, but still he's trying to enjoy the senses and the body. So he's always frustrated at every step. So when he comes to this point that there has to be more to life than sense gratification, then he seeks out a spiritual master, someone who can, someone who has realized, and who has realized the absolute truth. Then, so he'll endeavor to find such a person, so that he can learn something, so that he can rise above the material miseries, and try and enter into spiritual life. So when one is fortunate enough to find a sadguru, and that is all you are here today, and that's your fortune. You don't really, I wonder if any of us really realize how fortunate we are to come in contact with somebody who has realized the absolute truth. That's extremely rare, and it's said that it's rare as if there's one log in the ocean and there's a knot hole in that log, and there's one turtle in the whole ocean. When he comes up, his head goes through that knot hole in the wood. And so the chances of that are, I don't know what they are, trillions of times to one. So somehow or another, you've got the Sukriti from past lifetimes, and you've come in contact with somebody who has realized the absolute truth. So now that we're at this point where we've got the association, where we've had the opportunity to get the association, then we have to render some service and try to get the mercy of that person, so that we can be able to lift ourselves up from this bodily concept of life. So then, by association of guru, then you have you start to develop some desire to do service, and by serving guru, then you're actually serving the Supreme Lord. So by that service, that's purifying, and the guru will give so many instructions on how to progress in spiritual life. And of course, in Krishna consciousness, we're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the instructions for Kali Yuga. This is Kali Yuga, age of quarrel, where everybody is extremely fallen. In other ages, there was other processes. In this age, chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the prescribed method to come in touch with your spiritual nature. So by chanting the holy name, this is extremely purifying. It's considered the Maha Mantra, the great mantra for deliverance. So if one chants the holy name, his heart will become purified. He will have taste for chanting more, and for learning more, and for diving deeper. And eventually, anarthas will go away, and he'll be able to distinguish between matter and spirit, and eventually make advancement, and hopefully return back home, back to Godhead.
Very good. Okay. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद भक्ताय इन समद भागवत इट हैज बीन टोल्ड सतंग प्रसंगम बीर्ज संविदौ भवंतरित कर्ण रसायन कथा तद्योसनात आशु अपवर्ग वर्तमनि श्रद्धारति भक्ति अनुकनिष्ठ. Though you have taken initiation, second initiation, but if no sadhu sangha, no hari katha hearing, then you must be weak. That is why mercifully so many sadhus traveling in the whole world, in the old age also, having so much problems even. क्या हो गया? It was okay. So satang prasangam vidya sambhidau. In association of high class of Vaishnava, very powerful, sweet pastimes of Krishna, we can hear. प्रसंगम वीर्य संविदौ भवंत रित कर्ण रसायन कथा. हाउ स्वीट द स्वीट पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण, हाउ स्वीट आर द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सो दिस हरि कथा कम्स एंड बाय हियरिंग द एफेक्ट ही मस्ट हैव फर्स्ट श्रद्धा. श्रद्धा मीन्स फेथ, स्ट्रॉन्ग फेथ. श्रद्धा भक्ति, साधन भक्ति, एंड देन भक्ति मीन्स प्रेम. इट विल कम इफ यू हैव इनिशिएटेड, इवन यू हैव नो एसोसिएशन गुड टाइम टू टाइम. No injection, transcendental injection, you will take, you are bound to be weak. So everywhere in the Shastra it has been told that even a wretched person, very sinful actors, they also can be what?
Reformed
by the association of Sadhu Sangha. You know, as Ajamil was a very, very poor person. His father and he used to make far sacrifices. Very good character. In his young age, he was married to a very beautiful and chaste lady. But one day, he was serving his father and he told, or he himself saw, that there is
no wood.
Firewood is needed. So I should go and collect. In old days, ancient ages, they all used to do fire sacrifice, and by fire sacrifice they used to worship Krishna. So he went and he saw that a very low class prostitute was with a young boy and they were doing nonsense things about naked or half naked, taking
liquor.
Like they became senseless. Seeing he began to remember, he wanted to forget these things. But again and again it was coming. He returned to home. He again tried to forget. But only that scene was coming. So he could not check him. Because no sadhu sangha, no anyone to reform him, he went to that prostitute and gave his whole wealth and everything. And in the last, he began to live that with that lady, and he left his chest, wife, children, father, mother, everything. In that prostitute, he had a son. His son was, he kept name Narayan. When old age came and he was about to die, then Jam sent his
messengers,
oh, go and take his soul, and he will be punished in Jamlok,
hellish planet.
Then they went there, but at the time of death, he remembered his son and called, "Oh Narayan, oh Narayan," not to Krishna, to his son. And what effect? Four Narayana, four passenger,
Vishnu Dut
came, and they checked them. Don't take his soul to Jamlok. He has chanted name. He has reformed himself by chanting only one Ram Narayan. His all sins
wash out.
Even if a man is drunker, killing his guru, his mother, father, or Mahapatak, so Maha sins, by only name, he was purified. So don't touch them. And then, though death was sure, but only by chanting Narayan name, death was stopped. And then he wanted to touch the feet of four, but at once they disappeared. Now he thought, oh, if only name by her for his son made me show that I crossed the death, so I should give up everything. So he gave up that prostitute, his everything, and he went to Haridwar in the near Ganges. He took his bath and began to chant Narayan, Narayan. That name was Namabhas, not pure, but now having
associates
of Narayan for Vishnu Dut, he heard the glory of name, and by that his names were pure. So by doing so, after some time, four same Vishnu Dut came and told that, oh, here is Biman,
aeroplane,
to go to Narayan Lok, Vaikunth planet. Then he told Ajamil, why first time
I
wanted to touch your feet and you disappeared. Now you are taking me to Narayan Lok. Oh, at that time you were not purified. Now by chanting name so pure, now you are purified. So you should see, even doing so much sins, killing his father, guru, mother, brothers, even drunkards, even he has burned so many villages or town or cities, even by one name you will be purified.
Pure name.
And it will save you from death. Endless pain of endless birth and death will stop forever. So, especially in this Kali Yuga, quarreling Yuga, name is only Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam. Kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. There is no way except Hari name. But this Hari name alone cannot do. It will not be proved. So in the guidance of a pure Vaishnava or Guru, it is essential to chant Hari name. We should try to do whatever you do to please Krishna and Guru. Whatever you do. So make this in your life, whatever you do, what energy you are giving to this world, oh, all should be given to the lotus feet of Krishna to please Guru and Krishna. Then your bhajan will be correct and very soon developing, and then Krishna Lok Krishna Seva. Bhakti is like creeper. When the creeper is baby, you should put water. When more
bigger,
even you should give
sunshine.
When full flowers and fruit are coming, yet you should give. And then it will go to Narayan Lok, and crossing it will go to Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan, and there on the lotus feet of Krishna it will go prem fruit. And you being here chanting name, you will taste. This is the very easiest process. Now it is too late, so I am finishing my class. Why you have come now today for association? I think this will inspire you. That is why Narad Rishi used to go everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on foot, he traveled everywhere. All the rishis used to travel everywhere. Swamiji Bhaktivedanta, myself, only to make available association from these worldly persons. They are sinking in the well of what?
Sense
gratification. Gaur Premanande.